There's a story of two boys who want to go ice skating on a lake. So they started skating, and all of a sudden, the ice cracked underneath one of the boys. And the boy fell through the ice and got swept underneath the ice. And his friend reached out trying to grab him, but he wasn't there in time. And he was looking desperately because his friend was now under the ice and he was drowning. And his friend couldn't get up. So the boy looked left, looked right, and he saw a tree in the distance. So he ran over. He pulled off a giant branch from the tree. And he ran right back over and started smashing and thrashing away at the ice. And finally, he was able to break through the ice and pull his friend to safety. And by the time the ambulance came, they were able to resuscitate him. And Baruch Hashem, the boy survived. One of the younger ambulance members, he just sat there scratching his head. And he said, I don't understand. How in the world did this scrawny little kid pull down this giant branch, let alone break through this thick ice? It doesn't make any sense. One of the older ambulance members sat there and he smiled and he said, I can tell you how he did it. So the younger member said, how? The older member said, there was no one there to tell him that he couldn't. And the question is, what could you do? What could I do? What could we all do if we didn't listen to that voice outside or inside that tells us that we can't, but instead we listen to that voice that tells us that we can? We're here to live on purpose, to live for a purpose, to become something with our lives. But a problem that many people have is that they struggle with the question of, how do I find my unique purpose? How do I find my uniqueness? Like, why am I here? What makes me different? What can I do? Many people actually think that they aren't unique. They think that there are people out there who are unique, who are talented, who are doing great things, but me, I can't really do anything. So how do you find that? That's number one. Number two is that the Rambam says something absolutely enigmatic. He says that everyone and anyone can become a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. He says this in Hilchos Teshuva. The question is, what does that really mean? Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest human being who ever lived. He had nevuah on a level that we can't even imagine. He received the Torah. He was basically perfect. How can I become a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? And number three is that the Gemara in Nida, the Aflamin of the Beis, says that right before you were born, you were forced to make a shvua, an oath, that you were to become a tzaddik. And the question is that really fair? Like, are we all fit to be tzaddikim? I mean, is everyone really capable of being a tzaddik? Is everyone really capable of being great? What does it mean that everyone has to take an oath, a shvua, that we're going to be a tzaddik? So in order to understand this topic, we have to look at that exact same Gemara Nida, the Aflamin of Beis. Gemara which we've talked about before, which says that when you were in the womb, you were learning Kol HaTorah Kula. A Malach was teaching you everything. And the Vilna Gaon explains that it doesn't mean that you were learning Chumash and Rashi. It means that you were at an angelic and perfect state of existence. You were not only saw reality crystal clear, but you saw exactly who you were supposed to become. You were learning your Torah, your unique ideas, your unique purpose, what you were brought to this world to become. And just before you were born, the Malach hits you in the mouth and you lose all of it. And as we've explained before, the reason is because your job in this world isn't to receive perfection, it's to build it yourself. It's to choose it. It's to go through this world with free will and to become great. So you're born as a baby, you're selfish, you have no intellectual capacity, you're not well-developed as a human being. You're the exact opposite of godly. But you go through this world to become godly. But the Vilna Gaon explains that you're in this world to become you, to maximize your unique potential, to become the person that you are meant to become. And that's why the Baalei Machshav explain that every one of us were born in this world at the exact right place, at the exact right time, into the exact right family, with the exact genetic components and psychological components, with the perfect psychological clone of intellect and imagination and memory and emotions and personality. You were created in the exact way that you were meant to be created, in the right place, and you were sent to the right schools and have the right relationships and the right friends to set you up to become you, to manifest your potential, to bring out your unique ideas, your unique worth, what you were exactly brought to this world to become. And your job is to become you, not to become great, not to become perfect, but to become the best version of you. Which is also why one of the most important things in life is self-awareness. It's to recognize who you are, to ask yourself, what am I good at? Is it math? Is it science? Is it Gemara? Is it Halacha? Is it Mishnah? Is it Machshava? What dimension of life am I good with? Interpersonal relationships? Do people open up to me and tell me their secrets and, you know, really like feel comfortable with me? Maybe I can be a psychologist. Am I good with numbers? What is it that you're good at? Are you athletic? What exactly, what is your passion? What can you love doing every day with your life? And that is really such an important aspect. It's, you have to have the willingness to go into a room by yourself and ask the real questions. Like, what am I? Who am I? What am I here to do? And self-awareness is something which is so lacking. People very often know a lot about their friends, a lot about their family, but they don't know too much about themselves. They don't know what makes them tick. They don't really feel so comfortable being alone with themselves and getting to know themselves. Well, I'll tell you, you have to learn to love yourself. And you can only love yourself if you know yourself. And if you want anyone else to love you, you have to love yourself. You can't try to make people happy and try to make people fall in love with you. What you have to do is you have to find your unique purpose. You have to find your mission. And you have to become genuine. You have to become the real version of you. And when you do that, people will automatically fall in love with you. Because people love genuine people, people that are real, people that are living on purpose. But one of the most important things to realize is that you can never compare yourself to someone else. Jealousy doesn't make any sense. Every one of us are unique. As Einstein said, if you judge a fish based on its ability to climb a tree, then you'll call it dumb, you'll call it foolish, you'll call it incapable. But a fish isn't supposed to be climbing a tree, and you can't be comparing yourself to other people because you are different than everyone else. You were born with your unique purpose, and they were born with their unique purpose. So number one, that comparison jealousy makes no sense. Number two, we're not on different teams. There's no competition. There's no comparing. An ear wouldn't be jealous of a nose on the same body. They're part of the same body. If you recognize that we're all part of a single cloud, a single self, and we're not trying to outdo one another and be better than one another, and that being better than other people will not give you more or a greater sense of self-worth, then you can start really becoming you. And that, when you start becoming the person you're meant to be becoming, when you start living on purpose and living your purpose and finding the reason why you were created, that gives you the ultimate happiness. That really does. And that's also how the Rambam, as explained by Rav Elchanan Wasserman in his Maimarim, that's what the Rambam means by tzaddik. What does it mean that everyone can become a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? It means that everyone can become their perfect self, like Moshe Rabbeinu became his perfect self. All of us have a different subjective definition of tzaddik. A tzaddik means becoming the best version of you. Before you were born, you were made to take a shvua that you were to become a tzaddik. Not like Moshe Rabbeinu in terms of objectively what he did, but you're supposed to become the best version of you. That's what you had in the womb. That's the shvua you were made to take. That's what the Rambam means by becoming a tzaddik. And it's also very interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest person who ever lived. He's also the biggest anav who ever lived. How do the two go hand in hand? Because an anav is not someone who's, you know, weak and small. An anav is someone who doesn't compare himself to other people. He recognizing that he has been given a unique purpose in this world. He is different than everyone else. Everyone has their unique purpose. And he doesn't look around and say, am I better than everyone else? But looks within and says, am I better than the person I was yesterday? That is a true honor. That is true greatness. It's becoming the best version of you. And that really is the key to continuing the process of greatness. Because if you constantly look around and say, am I better than other people? You'll either say, okay, I'm better than everyone, so I'll stop. Or you'll say, everyone's better than me, so I'll stop. But if all you do is look within and say, how can I become better? How can I become a better version of myself? You'll never stop growing. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu became the best, is because he never looked around and said, I'm the best in the world, I can stop. He kept on going. Because he looked at who he was yesterday and he says, okay, I can become more. And that's also why the Ramchal says that Olam Haba, the experience and ecstasy of Olam Haba, is not based off of objectively, were you the greatest who ever lived? But it's based on who you were supposed to become. It's based on subjective effort. It's based on how much effort you put into becoming and manifesting your potential. So it's time to listen to that voice inside that says, yes, I can. That says that I can become great. I can become extraordinary. I can become the best version of myself. And I'll give you the biggest proof of why you can do this. Hashem is constantly creating the world. As the Nefesh HaChaim explains, Hashem creates the world every single day. We say in Kriya Shema, Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis B'chol Yom Tamid. Hashem is creating the world every single moment, every single day. But what does that mean? Like, think of it, do a little thought experiment. In your head, think of a person. Think of a person, give him a life story, give him clothes, and now stop thinking of him. What happens? The person disappears. Why? Because you stopped giving him existence. You stopped thinking him into being. Every single moment Hashem is thinking you and willing you into existence. The fact that you exist and haven't disappeared this moment is because Hashem is continuously thinking of you. Hashem loves you. Every single morning we say in Moda Ani, Rava Emunasecha, great is your faith, Hashem, in me. That you continue to create me. Hashem created you today because you have a purpose. You have a reason to be here. You have something more to become, to contribute to the world, to contribute to Klal Yisrael. So listen to that voice inside that says, yes, I can. I can do extraordinary things with my life.